Get it done before Christmas. Time is running out, and they're booking up fast at Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. The floor you've been dreaming of could be ready just in time for the holidays. Choose from luxurious carpets, hardwoods, and hand-scraped, distressed, or smooth finishes, plus durable laminate, ceramic, and vinyl. Every purchase comes with Badgerland's 60-day assurance guarantee. Don't wait. Make your home shine for the holidays. Visit BadgerlandFlooring.com today.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Looking to brighten the season? Added Touch Floral and Gifts in Richland Center has everything you need to make Christmas shine. From fresh, festive bouquets to unique gifts, fine wines, houseplants, and cozy candles, there's something for everyone in your list. Their friendly staff is ready to create the perfect holiday touch for any home or celebration. Stop in Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5 and Saturdays from 8:30 to noon. Call 647-2319, Added Touch Floral and Gifts, where Christmas blossoms.
This Wednesday at 11:30 a.m., Richland Cattle Center will host a dairy cattle auction featuring the retirement dispersal for Hageman Farms of Waniwok, selling 41 head of Holstein cows, including 8 red and whites, in all stages of lactation. These cows are home-raised, sired by R&W Holstein bulls, milked in a stall barn, and outside daily with a big black Angus bull, and he sells too. Annual respiratory vaccinations have been given each April, and there are quality cows here for every type of operation. Also selling a year-and-a-half-old Holstein bull, plus consignments of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred-back cows, springing cows, first-calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding-age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. All producers and buyers are encouraged to attend. Don't miss the dairy cattle auction Wednesday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at Richland Cattle Center.
On this day in history, 1804, Napoleon crowned himself Emperor of France in a coronation ceremony. 1823, President James Monroe outlined his doctrine opposing further European expansion or colonism in the Western Hemisphere. I wrote a theme about that one time. I had to copy the Encyclopedia Britannica, so I remember that. Also in 1982, in the first operation of its kind, doctors at the University of Utah Medical Center implanted a permanent artificial heart in the chest of Barney Clark. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You'll always find what you're looking for at The Shoebox. Women's, men's, and kids' shoes. And warm, dry winter boots are in great supply with plenty of styles to choose from. You'll be professionally fitted every time you walk through the door, because that's what they do. And this Christmas, make shopping easy with The Shoebox gift cards. The perfect fit for anyone on your list. The Shoebox and Black Earth offers an unmatched selection of shoes and memorabilia you can count on. Merry Christmas from the entire staff at The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today. Let's check that mailbag today, shall we? Let's see. What do we have? Happy birthday to Jody Lewis from your friends in the Apple Shed. Have a great day. Louise Brown from Butch and Marge. Schmidtwood Hills residents and staff saluting Tom Higgins and Laura Pifrone, who both celebrate birthdays today. Also, best wishes to Braden Aide and Tom McCarthy from the RC Lions. Little Willow Birthday Club saying happy birthday to Kim Scafidi, along with Tom McCarthy, Mark Leatherberry, Brianna, and Brooklyn Granger. Happy birthday today to Brianna Granger and Brooklyn Olson from the Hipsch Gang. And to Brianna and Brooklyn, have a great day from all your family and friends. To Andy Hofer from Park Street Christian Church. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club. Lots of birthdays today. Dan Behrens and Aaron Meese. Also to Brad Cradwell and Taryn Miller. Sharon Paysold and Helen Stanick. Happy anniversary, Chuck and Tammy Hendrickson. To Jim and Elaine Ryder. To Jim and Deb Williams. And Brandon and Leah Steadley. Happy anniversary to Jeff and Kayla Novak. Best wishes on your third anniversary from your Blue River cousin. Happy birthday to Amber Jakimczyk from Andrew and Rachel, Remy, Berkeley, and Huntley. And also to Amber Jakimczyk, lots of love from Mom.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Wells Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. I am back to talk to you about the new Medicare Part D plans. It is time to review your plan for next year. There have been many changes. Most plans have a beginning deductible. Many also require mail order. Once again, we will help you select a plan which will save you money and allow you to continue to fill your prescription locally. It also may be beneficial to add senior care to your plan. As always, we will guide you through this process at no cost, even if you are not a regular visitor to our store. Stop by and we will find the best option for you. We also have the ability to have all your prescriptions filled on the same day. Although I must admit we enjoy seeing our friends more often, we also provide monthly medication management, and as with everything else we do, there is no cost to you. We are an approved provider for Medicare. You are able to obtain your supplies locally at no cost and not depend on mail order. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
You want your own home for the holidays, right? Well, guess what? There's still time. Now, we'll admit, most first-time home buyers probably don't listen to WRCO radio. But you do, and chances are you know someone who's been dreaming about buying a house. Maybe your son, your granddaughter, or that coworker who keeps scrolling through home listings during lunch. A lot of folks think they need 20% down or perfect credit. That's just not true. At USA Mortgage, we offer VA loans for veterans, FHA loans with credit scores as low as 580, USDA loans with zero down, and conventional loans starting at just 3% down. Plus, we can work with local grants like NHS to make home ownership even more affordable. So this holiday season, give someone you care about the gift of a new beginning. Have them call USA Mortgage today at 608-738-8765. And let's start the process of home ownership.
Phil and Neopany, have a great rest of your day. Again, the word to text in this hour is chance. Take a chance. Well, we have a stranger back. Joanne is back for the news, and that's coming up in just a bit. I'll check sports, and we have our trivia question of the day all lined up for next hour here on the radio.
Whether you have a cabin, hunting shack, den, or just like the style of rustic furniture, the Spruced Up Rustic Cabin Collection by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress is for you. Bring a bit of the backwoods into your living space with locally handcrafted bedroom sets, dinettes, cabinets, and more. For the living room, find comfortable couches, chairs, and futons. Complete the look with rustic accents, lamps, rugs, throws, wall pieces, and other decor. Visit the Spruced Up Rustic Cabin Collection by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
morning. It is a cloudy 14 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Plenty of clouds and chilly today with a high of 24. Tonight, cloudy with light snow showers, possibly toward morning, a low of 17. Currently in Richland Center, it's 14 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse has amazing Milwaukee deals right now. Buy a select Milwaukee M12 power tool only and get a free Milwaukee M12 red lithium 2.0 battery. Save $19 on select Milwaukee hand tools and accessories and use your Ace Rewards card to save $70 on Milwaukee M18 brushless impact driver kit or the dual power LED triple power light. Stop in today and take advantage of these incredible savings at Walsh's Ace. As always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Cold weather is on the way to Wisconsin following weekend snowfall of 11 inches or more across southern Wisconsin. An Arctic front arrives midweek with light snow followed by the coldest air of the season. Wednesday night into Thursday morning, we'll see lows in the single digits below zero in southern and central Wisconsin and in the teens below zero, accompanied by dangerous wind chills, dipping to 25 below for northern Wisconsin. Make sure to check your local forecast and bundle up before heading outside. A Democrat who served 4 years as Wisconsin's lieutenant governor and narrowly lost a 2022 U.S. Senate bid is running for governor in the battleground state. Mandela Barnes announced Tuesday that he is joining the crowded Democratic field for the open race in 2026. Barnes enters as the presumptive frontrunner, given his prominent name recognition and statewide funding network. Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany is the highest profile Republican candidate, and he is a staunch supporter of President Donald Trump. Wisconsin is a politically divided state that elected Trump in 2016 and 2024, and Democrat Joe Biden in 2020. There's an effort to put a pause on all data center construction in Wisconsin. Clean Wisconsin has gathered 1,200 signatures since last Wednesday, calling for legislators to stop approval of data center projects until stricter standards on energy and water use are put in place. The group points out that two of the data centers that have been already approved will use more power than every single residential customer combined. There has been widespread community pushback against the centers, and Microsoft has already dropped plans to build a facility near Caledonia. A plan to build another center in DeForest has a tech company asking the city to annex land away from a neighboring town after community protests prevented a transfer of property. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is thrilled to announce Rebecca Miller, licensed clinical therapist, will begin her practice near the end of February at the Muscadet Health Center location. Becky has 13 years of experience serving patients in Richland Center, Viroqua, Prairie du Chien, and Boscobel. Becky strengthens the network of care that supports our community's well-being, says Lyle Cradwell, director of Rural Health Clinics. Her expertise in mental health directly addresses one of our community health priorities, ensuring we continue to build access to essential services where they are needed most. Becky's deep roots in the area also make her an exceptional choice for this role, he adds. Becky Miller's roots do indeed run deep. She worked as a clerical aide in the rehab department at the Richland Hospital. She earned an Associate of Arts and Science degree from the University of Wisconsin-Richland and her Master of Science in Education and Counseling Psychology from the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. She and her family live in Blue River in the home she grew up in. Rural communities deserve accessible mental health care, says Miller. I'm honored to support the community that has supported me. The city of Sun Prairie is moving forward with a six-figure lawsuit against the owners of an apartment complex. The Sun Prairie Star reports that a lawsuit was filed September 22nd in Dane County Court against owners of the Element on Main. It alleges that the 240-unit complex went without hot water for an entire week at the end of May 2025. The lawsuit is for $810,000, which accounts for over 3,300 separate counts for each day and each tenant that was affected. Starr was unable to contact anyone representing the property management company that owns the element. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, and the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions have partnered to help consumers protect their money and personal information today on Giving Tuesday. Donors should take these steps to protect themselves and ensure their donation goes to the cause they want to support. Research before donating. Donors should take time to learn about the organization and verify it is legitimate before giving. Verify the organization is who they claim to be and avoid imposter scammers who send unsolicited texts and emails asking for money. Resist high-pressure tactics. Real charities want donations, but they will not demand immediate payment or unusual payment methods. Avoid donating in response to a phone call or by using payment methods that cannot easily be reversed, like cash, cryptocurrency, banking apps, gift cards, or wire transfers. Use a credit card or write a check directly to the organization, not an individual. Use trustworthy resources. Use give.org or charitynavigator.org to learn more about a charitable organization. Before consumers give, they can review the DFI's Donor Resources and Wisconsin Registrant Database webpages at dfi.wi.gov to research charitable organizations. For more information and consumer protection resources, or to file a complaint, visit DATCAP's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or DATCP Hotline at wisconsin.gov. A woman already in prison for a gruesome murder is getting extra prison time. Taylor Shabusiness was sentenced Monday to an additional 90 days confinement on top of the life prison sentence she's already serving. Shabusiness pleaded guilty in October to attacking a staff member at Tichita Correctional last July while she was receiving treatment for an injury. Shabusiness also attacked her attorney during a plea hearing in the case this April. The Weston School District will give residents of the district an opportunity to vote on an operational referendum on April 7th. The last operational referendum that was voted on failed. There will be a meeting tomorrow night to inform Weston School District residents about the upcoming referendum. Molly Kasten is the district administrator and 7th through 12th principal for the Weston School District.
December 3rd at 5:30 in the high school gym, our first presentation is about how school funding impacts Weston, a conversation with our community. And we have planned for this referendum year, we have three different presentations and they all have a different topic. We also want to keep it more brief so that there's more time for people to ask questions. And we want to encourage many, many community members to come to these meetings so that they can get accurate information so that they can make an informed decision on what they want to see for the future of their school district.
To hear additional information about the referendum, upcoming sessions will be held starting next month.
In January, the second presentation is about supporting Weston together, understanding our operational referendum. At that one is when we will have the amount and the type. There's talk between recurring, non-recurring. That's a decision the board is going to be making and how long the referendum will be for. So that will be on the second presentation on January 28th. And then on March 2nd, the third one is our future as a community, what a passed or failed referendum means for Weston. And so at that presentation, we will talk about the specific cuts, the next steps for the district so that people understand what the next steps could be and they can make an informed decision. And it's about what the taxpayers of the Weston School District want.
Anyone that wants to learn more about April's operational referendum are invited to the first three meetings, tomorrow night's meeting at 5:30 in the Weston High School gym. A power outage stranded several people on a chairlift at a southeast Wisconsin ski area over the weekend. Quascom Fire Department personnel joined workers at Sunburst Ski Hill to rescue the 14 people stuck on the stalled chairlift Saturday evening. All were evacuated within about 40 minutes and no one was injured. The fire department says they work with the ski area annually on how to handle these sorts of situations. The incident happened on the opening day of Sunburst 2025-26 season.